When I was growing up, my two younger brothers had a huge collection of toys known as the Transformers. Based on the 1980s cartoon, these toy cars and trucks quickly transformed into robots. Many of our young people have seen the modern Transformer movies, and they still keep the theme song from the original cartoon at the end. And from those from my generation, we can hum it in our head, "The Transformers, more than meets the eye." You thought it was just a car, but it's both a car and a robot. Our blessed Lord has a sort of Transformer moment on Mount Tabor, 40 days before his death on Mount Calvary. On his way to Jerusalem, Jesus stops off at Mount Tabor and is transfigured. All of a sudden, his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. Talk about a more than meets the eye moment. Jesus Christ is true man. He has a human heart, a human mind, a human will, a human body, and a human soul, but he is more than meets the eye. He is not only man, he is God. Just one chapter earlier in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, St. Peter confessed that Jesus Christ is God. And now Peter, James, and John get to see the glory of his divinity, and they hear the voice of the Father from the cloud testify, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Now, for all of you budding theologians out there, I want to avoid heresy. Let's avoid heresy. Jesus Christ does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus does not transform from a man into God on Mount Tabor. He is both man and God at the exact same time. You see, most of the time, Peter, James, and John only see his human nature, while his divine nature remains hidden. But for just a brief moment on Mount Tabor, he lets one teeny tiny ray of his glory shine forth. Jesus lets them see just a glimpse of who he really is at every single moment. God. And it's a foreshadowing of the glory that Peter, James, and John will see of our Lord's face in the beatific vision in heaven. Many of you might be familiar with our Way of the Cross booklet by St. Alphonsus Liguori. This is the Station of the Cross booklet that we use on Friday nights for our meditation during Lent. And the sixth station has a very beautiful meditation by St. Alphonsus Liguori. This is what he says. This is what he prays. "My beloved Jesus, your face was beautiful before you began this journey, but now it no longer appears beautiful and is disfigured with wounds and blood. Alas, my soul also was once beautiful when it received your grace in baptism, but I have since then disfigured it with my sins. You alone, my Redeemer, can restore it to its former beauty. Do this by the merits of your passion, and then do with me as you will." As St. Alphonsus Liguori says in his Way of the Cross very beautifully and very simply, sin disfigures my soul. And sin disfigures the face of Jesus. But he says, grace transfigures my soul. Grace, supernatural divine life in my soul, transforms my soul. The graces that I receive in the sacraments, in baptism, in penance, in confirmation, in Holy Communion, these transfigure my soul. And so in my life this Lent, I'm praying for a transformer moment. This is why I'm giving things up. This is why I'm denying myself. This is why I'm going to confession. This is why I'm praying and fasting and giving alms. I'm praying for a transformation, a transfiguration in my own life by the grace of God. This Lent, I want to transform my mind and my heart into the mind and heart of Jesus. And like our blessed Lord, I'm not going to transform into a car. I'm not going to transform into a truck. I'm not going to transform into an angel. Like our blessed Lord, I want to let shine forth who I really am at every moment, a child of God. There's more than meets the eye in my life. There's the power of transforming grace in my soul. I want to be so transformed by grace that I let the glory of God shine through me. And then I can say with St. Paul, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me.